happiness.com, because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
Meaning Way. Have you made your ancestors' sacrifice worthwhile today?
Yeah, what's up, baby? Let me know how you're doing, how everything's sounding, are the levels correct, all that. We've had a switcheroo around these parts. I'm going to show you. Yeah, what is up? Ooh. What's cracking? How you doing? Welcome to the Meaning Stream. It's Monday, someday, at some point, 8:08. Thank you for your patience while we got this together. We've moved. What's that noise? I don't like that noise. that was amazing. Okay, I kind of do like that noise. Could you hear that noise? Did you hear that? That was Slack. That was Jason Eva telling me the sound and mic levels are great. Hey, thank you, Jason Eva. I didn't know there was a... I didn't even know how they installed. Incremental improvements. We are... It's coming together, you know, bit by bit by bit. Watch, I'm looking you in the eye, and I'm still looking you in the eye. You see that? In the eye. In the eye. Yeah. Well. Camera check. Frame camera check. Wide camera check. Feeling camera. That's actually a still. Ceiling camera is not yet working because we moved. Yeah, as you can see here. Can you tell? Everything is completely different. We completely moved around the whole way the streaming and video rig is in the studio. I always say to you, one of the main ingredients of zone inhabitation is the removal of friction wherever it lays. And if you get friction is what will pull you out of the zone, you need to just be constantly isolating and removing friction wherever you find it. So I had some friction with the way my stuff was set up, and I've completely moved everything. And that will remove the friction. It already has to a degree. Now, it gave me extra friction in that I was up all last night taking the studio apart and putting it back together again. And then that continued all day today, right up until the very last second when I hadn't yet tested my mic and there was a load of noise on the mic. And I had to do a bunch of stuff to get that fixed. But, you know, you have to sacrifice, you know, in the short term for the long term, don't you? Very important. So what this means is it should be a lot easier for me to just jump on and stream whenever I want. And that means, you know, one could just... For example, the perfect example was last night. It was all coming together and... I was like, see, right about now, it'd be really cool to just jump on and do a little late-night lo-fi set. Not, like, talk or anything, just play music for, like, an hour or something. You've got to be able to do these things. Cedric says, reduce effort, indeed. Yeah. What up, Sway? What up, Sam? Chris Dubendorf says, cool hoodie. Hey, thanks.
Is a side effect of meaning.
That's right. I got it from meaningwave.com. Like, I get all of my garments, all of my fine fire garments, I get from meaningwave.com. This is my nice hoodie. It's cotton. It's delightful. You gotta aim. You gotta aim. Aim at greatness. Aim at zero friction. Aim at those incremental improvements on a daily basis. Even if it means that, you know, it's a ridiculous thing. It wasn't like I didn't have enough to do yesterday and today without adding this to my list of things to do. However, it will make things smoother in the long term. And also, it's very nice. Like, do you like my, my TVs? Aren't they nice? Just all, like ducks. In a row.
Yeah, yeah!
Therefore, take no thought for the morrow.
Yeah,
for the morrow
yeah.
shall take thought
yeah,
for the
yeah,
things
yeah.
of itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
sufficient
yeah,
unto
yeah.
the day
yeah, yeah.
is the evil thereof.
Yeah!
I spent a long time trying to figure out without them, too, because it's another one of those lines that can easily be read as pro-grasshopper, Nancy Ant. I'm not going to tell it, but the ant works and the grasshopper fiddles. The ant has a pretty good time in the winter and the grasshopper dies.
Oof!
And so it's like a pro-grasshopper line, but it's not. It says something else. It says that if you orient yourself properly and then pay attention to what you do every day...
That works.
That works.
That works.
That works. Yeah, yeah!
That works. And you can live in the day. You are a creature that has a name. You have to have a name that makes every moment supercharged with meaning. Live in the day. You are a creature that has a name. You have to have a name that makes every moment supercharged with meaning. The world shifts itself around
your
name. You are a creature that has a name.
You have to have a name
in order to do something. You're an aiming creature. You look at a point, and you move towards it. It's built right into you. And so, you have an aim. Well, let's say your aim is the highest possible aim. That sets up the world around you. It organizes all of your perception, what you see and you don't see, your emotions and your motivation. So you organize yourself around that aim, and then what happens? The day manifests itself as a set of challenges and problems, and if you solve them properly, you stay on the pathway towards that aim. You can concentrate on the day. And so that way, you get to have your cake and eat it too. Because you can point into the distance, the far distance. Point into the distance, the far distance. And you can live in the day. You're a creature that has an aim. You have to have an aim. That makes every moment supercharged. The very definition of the meaning that would sustain you in your life. Well, and then the issue is back to Noah. Well, all hell's about to break loose and chaos is coming. It's like when that's happening in your life, you might want to be doing something that you regard as truly worthwhile, because that's what will keep you afloat when everything is flooded. And you don't want to wait until the flood comes to start doing that, because if your ark's half built and you don't know how to captain it, the probability is very high that you'll drown.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
today. With Dr. Jordan B. Peterson from the album.
The song.
What album was that?
Pinterest Program.
Was that Aesthetic? I think it was. There you go, work it. You gotta excuse me every time I look like confused or something. It's because, you know, when you undo everything, rewire everything and put it back together, some things don't quite work right, and it's like every single thing has to work. For example, I've unnecessarily got a bunch of reverb on here. I don't know where that came from. There, now that's gone, and now we're back to sounding like a regular DJ guy. DJ guy, what's up, Jeff? Appreciate you. Apparently, Jeff had a super chat stolen by YouTube. That's disgusting. Rest in peace to Jeff's grandma. Oh, no. No, hang on, what? Yesterday I went to say goodbye to my grandmother, who's dying in her late 90s. I was probably closest with her. She gave birth to 11 children. I'm one of her last. Wow. That's epic. Late 90s is pretty good. My grandma also did late 90s. She bowed out on Christmas Day 2020. And I was very sad, but like, because I love my grandma, you know. I was very close with my grandma. But I'm glad, because she didn't have to deal with any of the Tom Hanks disease shit. She got out there just in time to avoid all of that nonsense. Which is really cool. Shout out to all the grandmas. We're cracking. We got Jason in the house, we got Casey in the house, we got JT in the house, we got Dirk in the house, we got Meta Jester in the house, we got producer Richard in the house, we got Free Consciousness in the house, we got Chris in the house. We got Cedric Sedge in the house, we got Shaky in the house, we got Sam Highland in the house.
I'm just a compound interest broker.
Richard in the house. Producer Richard says, suggestion for everyone this evening, super chats put toward the Indiegogo of Akira is cool with that. Let's pump these goals. What? Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, that. Okay, cool. So, good news. If you were not here on Friday night was super cool. We had a party, and we went from being like 25% away from our funding goal to 100% of our funding goal. Boom, boom, boom. For the Marcus Aurelius Meditations Volume 2 campaign. That was very exciting. What are the stretch goals, people demanded? What are the stretch goals? All in good time, my beautiful wave riding individual, I said. Let us enjoy this moment. And we did. And then stretch goals we put together. Well, and put out and all that sort of thing on Saturday. And they are here. We are currently with 78 backers, 110% of the funding goal. 100 and where are we? $463 away from 9K. And these are our stretch goals by Joe. We got stretch goals and we need drum rolls, but I ain't got a drum roll, but I'm going to tell you right now. And let me just check this is actually on the screen. Yes, it is. It is on the screen. I'm kind of looking in the direction of it now. That's pretty cool. Last week, I was looking in the other direction. That's called an incremental improvement. Anyway, stretch goals at 10K. Unreleased song from The Stranger's Secret will be played. A brand new unheard song from the forthcoming L Nightingale album will be played on stream. People have been emailing me asking me when that's coming out. I don't know. We're dealing with the legalities and all that sort of thing. However, one will be played. Yeah, well, when we hit 10K, and then you'll be able to play it forever on the stream. That's how it works when the internet. Yo, 11K, Wheel of Vibes special event. 11K, we hit 11K, we'll do a special Wheel of Vibes event. People have been asking me on a very regular basis, when are you bringing back the Wheel of Vibes? We'll do a special Wheel of Vibes by Jove at 11K. 12K, deluxe CD packaging. Not regular middle of the mall CD packaging, you're going to get deluxe! D, motherfucker, D, learn to speak English. Shout out to Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, because that's a great movie. Something of a tragedy, of course. 12 Deluxe packaging, 12K, 13K. 13K, this is an announcement. Goggins 2 is coming! Goggins 2 is coming, it's crazy. And at 13K, I'll play a brand new unheard and insanely epic song from the Goggins 2 album. This is a crazy, crazy record. This is like the ultimate version. You know, I often say that one of the reasons for unnecessary suffering is people not thinking things all the way through to their conclusion, you know? Marxism is a good example of that. You know what I mean? You think that all the way to its conclusion, you go, oh, fuck, okay. Maybe that's not a good idea. You remove all incentive, you end up with murder and poverty and destruction and awfulness. However, you think Goggins' meaning wave through to its natural conclusion. That's what this record is. This is an insane record. It's like if you took all the Rocky movies and condensed them. You know the way how you could make, if you took a coal mine and you just like really like stepped on that motherfucker, you could make yourself a really nice diamond. It's like that. 13K Goggins song. 14K, we're going to bring back Wilma. Now, we got a lot of stretch goals here, right? They're in small increments because we aiming. We have a vast, ambitious aim. We got a big, ambitious aim that has been, we've worked out exactly how much it would cost to do this aim, and that's what we're aiming at, so that's why we're building in this fashion. 15K, unreleased William Shatner song. Do you remember? I made this William Shatner song, and I wanted to get his permission to put it out, so, and I didn't know anyone who knew him or anything, and he doesn't have an email that's publicly available, you know what I mean? So I asked on Twitter if anyone had a contact to William Shatner, because I'd made a song sampling William Shatner, and William Shatner immediately responded. And he said, as a professional musician, if you were a professional musician, you would know to get someone's permission before you make a song. So no, the answer is no, no for you, scumbag or something. And he was very, very mean. And, it created something of an uproar. And Naval even got involved on it.
I'm just a cunt.
Responding and saying, huh, ironic. The Star Trek captain is living in the past. Anyway, I will play that song at 15K and we'll all cry together because it's beautiful. 16K, we'll do a call-in show. People have been saying, we want a call-in show. They've been saying, Akira the Don, we want a call-in show. Call-in shows are difficult and all sorts of things could go wrong. Call-in shows are dangerous. We're going to do one at 16K. 17K, brand new Alan Watts song. We will unveil amazing, play amazing and brand new, never before heard, Watts Wave masterpiece. It is a masterpiece. It's one of those songs that I've been working on diligently for years. Big ass orchestra, glory. 18K, all backers will receive demo version of the album. The original demo I recorded when I wrote the songs, I recorded them all. Single take vocal, very minimal production. You will hear what that is. 19K, Magnet. Meaning Wave Magnet. Are you kidding me? A magnet? Who doesn't want a magnet?
right?
Who doesn't want a magnet? Who's $20? Who's just sent us $20? Says stretch your mind. Right, they do say that, don't they? Once a mind is stretched, it never goes back to the same shape. I've been hearing that all my life, and we all know that to be the case. Stretch your mind. 20K, third Marcus song will be revealed. The third band-busting third single from Meditations Volume 3. 30K, fourth Marcus song. We will unveil the absolute classic masterpiece. Fourth single from Meditations 2. 35K, vinyl edition. We will make available to purchase as part of the campaign a limited edition vinyl pressing of the album. Meditations Volume 2, vinyl collectors and audiophiles rejoice. Now we have a pressing plant in Texas who are excellent. We've had the test presses for the Jocko album in and they're fantastic. Vinyl can be manufactured much faster. It's still very expensive to do, hence needing to get to that level to be able to do it. And then the one we're aiming at, which is why there's all of this stuff, what we're aiming at is something since the dawn of Meaning Wave you've been asking me on a pretty much daily basis, Akira the Don. When live show? Live show when? Akira the Don. Live show, live show. When live show? And we nearly did live shows in 2020. That was our aim. And then, of course, you know how it is with plans. You make your plans and God goes... Yeah, that's what happens. You know what I mean? It happens every time. And we all know what happened. So there wasn't a tour in 2020. Instead, we did live shows here, didn't we? We streamed every twice a day for every year. Well, people have been saying on a daily basis for many, many years, get rid of the live show. So Mamet and I sat down and crunched some numbers with regards to aeroplanes, visa costs, things of that nature. And we reckon at 55K, we can do this. We will travel across the USA, north, east, south, and west, for the first time ever to perform Meaning Wave live shows and have Meaning Wave meetups. That is the aim. That's the aim, baby. That's what we're aiming at here today. Do any of these things sound exciting and wonderful to you, by Jove? Because all of this stuff is basically stuff that you've been asking for. You know what I mean? This is all stuff that you've been asking for. And we live to serve over here. And thus the aim is to bring you that which you deserve and want. William Shatner is a well-known Twitter troll, says Bradley. No, he's a genius. But yes, he does seem to get his kicks in his 90s now by engaging in certain levels of warfare. And I can respect that. I can respect that. Thus forth and therefore, if you want to see any of these things happen, then consider, or don't consider, do. Backing the campaign. Link is in the broadcast. And it should also be in the chat. I don't think it's in the chat. So if Jason could post the link in the chat and pin it. Post the link and pin it, por favor, Jason. But it is in the description. And you can very easily find it by going to meaningwave.com like this. You go, meaningwave.com. Happiness side effect. Meaning, you just click my face. Click that face! And there you will find it, you see, and then you can get involved. And you can find perks, you know. We've got CDs and masks and vinyl of the first album, signed bundles. I will be traveling to Dallas to sign them personally. Very soon, that will be happening because the campaign finishes in 6 days! 6 days! At which point the CDs will go into manufacture. That takes a week or two-ish. As soon as they're at our fulfillment facility, which should be the week the record comes out, I will be over there signing them. By Jove. You know, you can get an everything bundle. You can also get, as part of the campaign, the full Akira the Don music catalog at 1/3 of the price of what it is if you buy it on the Bandcamp or iTunes or what have you. So that's over 100 albums, over 100 singles, going on 100 mixtapes, a third of the cost that you would get it anywhere else. You'd also be a producer, like producer Richard and Jessica. Producer's very cool. You get producer credit. You can then sign up with IMDb and stunt on people. And you'd be like the only producer not involved in some kind of scandal in the world. That will foolproof you for the future. You'll be very, very employable. You'll be very in demand. That's four from there four. If any of this sounds cool to you, go about that campaign and make it happen and get it cracking. Ill Ink says, anyone else buying a lotto ticket? I never played a lottery, but it's up to 1.1 billion, so what the heck? You should probably do the lottery so you can then buy everything on the campaign. That's probably a good idea. I think that's a good idea. Get after it.
Yeah!
Jeff says, Meaning Wave live, dropping huge news on the wavefront. The wavefront. That's the idea. That's the aim. That's the noble aim. You gotta have an aim, you know? You gotta have an aim. You're aiming creature. You know that. You know that from your Meaning Wave records. Oh, no. You know that from your Meaning Wave, but you know that from your life, right? It's like when you aim at things, then you can find your way there. Maybe you don't get all the way there, you get part of the way there, you know. Maybe you do get the way there, but you certainly don't get there if you don't aim. You know, if you're navigating a boat and you don't have a destination, you just kind of like go around in circles and fall into a whirlpool, don't you? You gotta have a place to go. And that's where we want to go. We want to bring this music to the world. That's the whole point of this whole thing. We want to bring the music to the world. To the world. To the moon. Sway says, I think he's selling me on producer credit. Yeah, you need a producer credit, Sway. You definitely do. Yoga Max says, yo, I got a job selling Japanese maples for a place called Nakatomi Gardens. Yeah, you heard that correctly, Nakatomi. And signed social media management contract with him today. Congratulations. That's crazy. And timely. Free Consciousness says, to the moon, baby, exactly. Sup, Meaning Warrior. Sup, Jeff. Sup, Yoga Max. Please come to upstate New York, capital region. I cannot take NYC, bro. You will take what you get, baby. I cannot take NYC. Well, you refuse to go to New York City. Is it that bad? Is New York that awful now? Good gosh. When was I last in New York? I think it was a while ago. Why's my camera died? Ugh. Yo. Yeah, make some noise for stretch goals. We getting after it, baby. To the moon, exactly. Free Consciousness, to the moon. Hey. Yoga Max says, Meaning Wave has been a tremendous help. You're a tremendous help. He's out there being cool. We appreciate you. Pledge your allegiance to the wave. Let's get it. Pledge your allegiance to the wave. Oh, I mean, there's the camera. Pledge your allegiance to the wave. Hit the link in the description. / pinned comment. Oh, it's already a pinned comment. I already did it. Man, I must be tripping. It was a intense CrossFit again.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night. My wife bought me a Tesla the same color as the Marcus Aurelius mask. It wasn't like any Tesla exists. It was really cool, like, sort of beautiful design. It was like very fluid and sort of bubbly almost. And you'll know, I can't even drive, you know what I mean? And it had this key, and the key had two buttons, and one of the buttons opened the car. The other button made it reverse into a wall. Which one I pressed. What does that mean?
actually good. It's just that it gets hijacked. It gets hijacked by improper pricing of externalities, by improper deals where that you basically have corruption or you have monopolies through wealth creation.
Whoa.
Everyone can be rich. Everybody can be wealthy.
Abundance. Abundance.
Cha-ching. Forgot to put that in there.
That was so smart.
Abundance. That's part of the whole AIM thing, right?
Abundance.
You're making these decisions and what have you. Sometimes you'd be like, nah, I couldn't do that. No, I'll think of all those things that could go wrong. Like, people don't, you know. The heuristic I've developed, and I do my very best to implement when at all times, sometimes I forget and I have to remind myself, is the abundance slash lack heuristic, all right? So if I'm making a decision, and the decision I'm making is coming from a place, like what I'm deciding is coming from a place of lack or abundance, that's what I'm checking for. And if I realize it's coming from a place of lack, that's the wrong decision. Because, you know, it's not like there aren't billions of people out there. It isn't like there's billions of resources. It isn't like it's infinite
to get everything that we wanted,
potential creation machine that we exist within, right? So that's my heuristic, you know, and sometimes it's a bit scary when you aim it at these big things and stuff like that. Abundance.
To get everything that we wanted.
Faith. Free consciousness is faith over fear. Exactly.
Abundance.
Exactly.
To get
Kalei says, trying to get pieces of the pie before someone else does is silly. Just bake another pie. Yo, you know what I mean? It's not like the whole notion of pies has even been, you know, done. There's a whole lot to do within the world of pies that people ain't thought of and shit.
To get everything that we wanted.
It's not like people ain't gonna stop wanting pies. People love pies. Richard, the producer, says, I spent all my saved up play money to support something big and needed. Meaty Wave exists! Big up Richard, the producer. Chris, what's up? Shaky, what's up?
Everything that we wanted.
Jeff, they just let four chop happy squatters free on bail after double on living NYC is. Exclamation mark.
Everything that we wanted.
Well, you know, you gotta, here's the thing, like, it's easy to focus on the negatives. And, there's fucked up shit going on. You know what I mean? I used to enjoy this movie called The Warriors. You ever see that movie? That was about New York back in the day. There's all gangs and shit, you know what I mean? If like, you went out after dark, like some guys dressed up like baseball players, but with full makeup, would like assault you in the park, you know what I mean? They'd like take your girl in a bush and they'd cave your skull in with a baseball bat. You know what I mean? That was the 70s. Here's the thing, like, it's again, it's what you focus on and what you give your energy towards. Yeah, there's bad stuff going on in places, but it's not all that there is, and it's not all that there ever will be. And it's not like things can change very, very quickly. Because they can. You just gotta be careful what you're giving your attention and your energy to. Right? That which we resist persists and all that sort of thing, right?
To get everything that we wanted.
If you push the thing away, it's gonna come to you.
To get everything that we wanted.
Alright, see this, right? Right, I'm gonna push this away. Watch this. I'm pushing it away. Get the fuck away from me. Get away. Oh, shit! It's coming back. Are you see that? Get away from me. Oh no, what the fuck? Then the inverse, right? I'm like, oh, man. And it got like, shit be like that, you know what I mean? You gotta be careful. What up, Venice West Beach Dub Club. You bad man, good to see you. Appreciate the support, you cutie. What's cracking with you? How's it going? Sway says abundance is a consciousness. Yeah, it's a choice as well. All these things is choices. You get to choose what you give your attention to. You get to choose how much you play their game versus your own game.
We want it.
I mean, you get to choose how actively you're engaged in the creation of this reality with God. You know what I mean? We are active participants in the creation. And you get to choose how active you are. Abundance.
Of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, Shall he not? Much more. Clothe you. Oh, you little thing. Much more. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Those are famous lines. That's sort of Christ the hippie, right? It's like, hey, let it all hang out, do your thing, and everything will come to you. But that's seriously not the proper interpretation, because there's a kicker with this. And the kicker is this. For your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ye little faith.
Julia, what's up, Julia? With one of those beautiful Julia messages, says positivity is the aim of Meaning Wave. Gratitude, joyfulness, meaning, and aiming for the highest possible GOOD. Good. Love Kira the Don, love Green Gang, love Maz Fam, love you all. We love you, Julia.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
That's a lot different than the hippie thing.
There's a very, very, very interesting idea here. It's certainly one of the most profound ideas that I've ever encountered. if you configure your life so that what you are genuinely doing is aiming at the highest possible good, then the things that you need to survive and to thrive on a day-to-day basis will deliver themselves to you. If you dare to do the most difficult thing that you can conceptualize, your life will work out better than it will if you do anything else. Well, how are you going to find out if that's true? There's no way you're going to find out whether or not that's true unless you do it. You have to be all in this game. All in this game.
All in
this game. All in this game. Are ye of little faith?
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 Game. And you'll know that already. But it's true. All in. And I'm all in. Mamadon's all in. Hercules is all in. We all in. Our meaning wave. And that's why we up here. Doing this on the daily. That's why we're doing all the things we're doing. That's why we made all the sacrifices we made. That's why. Key first. Shouts out to everyone locked in. What up, VBDC? Came in late, started at the beginning. I was like, whoa, DNB. But I was listening at 1.5 speed. I love it when that happens. Nightcore the world. Nightcore the world. What's up, Kalei? Shouts out to Kalei. Appreciate you. Says about to embark on a truly incredible adventure, all thanks to a positive attitude. Through the hardest times of my life, a meaning wave has been an indispensable tool throughout it all. Thank you, Akira. Aww. What are you doing now? I said earlier, right? Like on the doobity boobity. One of our stretch goals here is, I need a list and I can pull up quicker. Call-in show, 16K call-in show. I first met Kalei on a call-in show. She called in on the call-in show. I think she called in a couple times on the call-in show. I think the first time she called in the call-in show, she was at that point in the army. Whoa, whoa, we're in the army now. She was in the army then. Next time she called up, she was some kind of... What outfit? It was Halloween. She had an outfit on. Was she Sans or something? And at that point, she had a completely different career. Every time I talk to her, she's engaged at some very high level in some crazed new endeavor. She's making a book or a comic or an event or something. Or she's making animations or directing things. Well, she's doing a billion things. We had a conversation. We had a lovely conversation which got published on her YouTube channel a couple of days ago. Jason will post a link to that in the description if you didn't check that yet. Or actually, you can find that, I think. Let's have a look. Not there. Let's go to my channel. If you go to the Akira the Don channel... Hey, look, this, we've got our members at the top there. I added that the other day. Thank you, channel members. Here they are. Lovely channel members. Shouts out to everyone watching the Better Than Justice video. Doobie, 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 doobie. If you come down here to Akira the Don podcasts, interviews, etc., etc. There it is. Look, there's the Kalei one. And I added a bunch of these the other day because for some reason they hadn't been being added. So if there's a bunch for you to watch if you've not yet seen them. There's the one conversation I had with Conscious Karkal from South Africa, which is quite deep. This one is quite geek, the one with Kalei. There's Kalei there. And we talked about anime and cartoons and inventing things and stuff. Here's the conversation I had last week with Chrissy Mayer. That was delightful. There is a bit of the conversation I had with Sky King. There is the appearance on Normal World, all in the last week. A lot of stuff and a lot more coming, by Jove. Anyway, what the heck are you up to now, Kalei, is what I meant to say. What are you up to now? I can't wait to find out. Oh, ye of little faith. Seek ye first. And that's, of course, a subject that expanded upon in a great detail in the forthcoming album, which is completed and is awaiting a release date while we sort out the legalities. The Strangest Secret in the World with Dr. Earl Nightingale, which goes into a very practical how-to with regards to the, all that. What you want being provided for you type joints. Getting what you want out of life. Deliberateness of purpose. What is this? Oh yeah, I know what this is. This is a beat I made on a train once for a beat battle. It was happening on Twitter. Some of my grime homies were having a beat battle and I was engaged. And I was making beats on the train and then posting them. Rich is going to do some push-ups. Get after it. Producer Rich is going to do 20 push-ups. Fizzy bit on my spaceship window. Flying to Kyoto to play golf at the course my grandfather designed when he was the military governor of Kyoto from 1945 to 1950. The NHK is coming to film. The governor is coming to meet us. Gonna be historic. Not a governor! Are you gonna see that regret of yours?
governor.
Give Me the Night, which later became a Bukowski joint. Initially, it was an Akira the Don sort of synthwave rap anthem, which nobody ever heard apart from me. It's a banger either way.
Yo! Yo!
Observing, and you always miss the point of your own life. The object can be stated this way: live the best life you can. Some never participate. What happens to them? They get by on a little more than dumb persistence and resist with anger or violence all things that might lift them out of the resentment-filled illusions of security. Command. And that's what life's all about. We are a probe into the unknown.
Into the unsaid.
The mystery of life. You are caught off balance, continually surprised by the shifting play. Non-players often whine and complain that luck always passes them by. They refuse to see that they can create some of their own luck. Fortune passes everywhere. The joy of living, its beauty, is all bound up in the fact that life can surprise you. There's no secret to balance. You just have to feel the wave. Survival is the ability to swim in strange water. The mystery of life is a problem to solve, but a reality to experience. The mystery of life is a problem to solve, but a reality to experience.
Whoa! Whoa! What's up, Bradley? It says, your dream means you should beware of things that may seem flashy and great superficially, but which actually send you backwards philosophically and intellectually. That's a good dream interpretation for me, my wife getting me a Tesla and me pressing a button and it smashing backwards into a wall. Thanks. Richard says, my cousin contacts me out of nowhere. Seems like he's in a rough headspace and I'm doing the same thing. Strange how life can put these things in our hands. I missed some context on that, didn't I? Mystery of life. I'm going to dedicate this one to Jeff's nan. God bless Jeff's nan.
Be prepared.
Without whom?
Hey, what you
no Jeff.
There's no mystery about a human life. It's not a problem to be solved, but a reality to be experienced.
Yeah.
A reality to be experienced. A reality to be experienced.
A reality to be experienced. A reality to be experienced. What's that?
The problem is, it's true.
Yo.
Suffer from none of the consequences. That's a bad idea. So how about we don't do that?
Classic Meanie Way masterpieces right there. You are oppressed. I wish in contemporary parlance is your OP. You are OP. I was watching the new Red Letter Media. What was it they was talking about, the Ghostbusters movie? I honestly, but I reckon more people have watched the Red Letter Media Ghostbusters video than have watched the movie, I'm pretty sure. I didn't know there was a movie. Anyway, they were talking about how there's a subplot in the movie. It was pretty funny, because there's a subplot in the movie where there's like a little girl who has like a lesbian relationship with a ghost. But it's like not quite confirmed enough that they could have plausible deniability, you know? Jay from Red Letter Media is like, yeah, because otherwise you end up with one of those thumbnails like, Ghostbusters woke! With like a question mark, an exclamation mark, and a question mark. And it was funny because the next recommended video was a Midnight's Edge video that was like, Ghostbusters put a chick in it and made it gay! Question mark, exclamation mark, question mark. That was pretty funny. But what was funny was Mike from Red Letter Media describing Disney's tactics as passive progressive. She's one of those perfect things. Shout out to Red Letter Media all day. Oh my goodness, Jeffy Spoon says, I failed to hit like. I just bonked it like one of Gallagher's watermelons. Well, thank goodness for that. If anyone else forgot to press like, well, that's... you can remedy that. You can remedy that. And similarly, if you forgot to back the campaign, you can remedy that by backing the campaign. Let's see if anyone's backed the campaign during our stream, since we've had our stretch goal announcement earlier. Let's have a look. We had 78 backers, 8837. We now have 79! 8856. Who's backer 79? Shouts out to you, whoever you may be. Who's backer 79? Make yourself known. We need to give you your props. Back the campaign today. We've got 6 days left, and we've got some magnificent stretch goals, which are very exciting. Like, for example, the next one, I'll play you a song from an unreleased album that is very amazing and you will love. That ain't nice, I don't know what it is. We'll have a Wheel of Vibes special event. That could happen tomorrow if you're cooking up. Deluxe Packaging, a brand new Goggins song that's the best thing of all time. The return of Wilma, people have been demanding twerking Wilma's return, that could happen too. All these things, but what's most exciting of all, I think, is the shows. And that's what we're aiming at. So back the campaign today and help us bring Meanie Wave to the world. The live world. Staying alive. Also, on today's stream, I am going to play the second single from Meditations Volume 2, I believe. I've just decided. That will be being played. Consciousness says, what is Wilma? What is Wilma? Can anyone explain Wilma? How do you explain Wilma?
When you say to anything spontaneous, see, life is spontaneous. It happened in the words of the Taoist, Zeran, which means of itself so. That's their Chinese expression for nature. What happens by itself, what isn't pushed, but it just pops up, you see? You came into being, you know? It happens in a kind of a plop way like that, see? Now, you can't tell that. Have come to a party on Thanksgiving, a child into the middle of all the relatives, and say, now dear, play.
Play.
Now dear, play, play. Now dear, play, play. Play on demand, play on demand, play on demand, play. Say, now dear, play, play. Now dear, play, play. Play on demand, play on demand, play on demand, play. See, it absolutely bugs the child to do it like that. And so this is the problem for every artist. Because an artist is a man who makes his living by playing. Whether he's dancing, painting, or playing music, or whatever it is. And he has to overcome this problem. He has to know how to play in public at a given time. It's not an easy thing to learn. But when you catch on to the trick of it, you can do it. Play on demand. That's the hardest lesson of life. To contrive what is called by my Japanese artist friend Saburo Hasegawa a controlled accident.
Shouts out JC the Lionheart, dropped a sub like a G. Shouts out Chinchilla Manila, dropped a sub like a G.
Play, play, play now, dear. Play,
hey.
Play, now, dear. Play,
hey.
Play on demand, play on demand, play on demand, play, play.
Transformation of the spirit. That's Nietzsche. That's the prologue to Thus Makes Zarathustra.
Oh.
When you are a child, when you are young, you are a camel. The camel gets down on its knees and says, put a load on me. This is obedience. This is receiving the instruction and information that your society knows you must have in order to live a competent life.
Hey.
When the camel is well loaded, he gets up on his feet and runs out into the desert, where he becomes transformed into a lion. The heavier the load, the more powerful the lion. The heavier the load, the more powerful the lion. The heavier the load, the more powerful the lion. The function of the lion is to kill the dragon.
Go!
And the name of the dragon is Thou Shalt.
Hey!
And on every scale of the dragon, there is a Thou Shalt imprinted. Some of it comes from 2,000 years, 4,000 years ago. Some of it comes from yesterday morning's newspaper headline. When the dragon is killed, is transformed into a child. And in innocent child living out of its own dynamic. Nietzsche uses the term Ein Aussicht for all in this the rod, a wheel rolling out of its own center. That's what you become. That is the mature individual. Individual. Self is a civilizing force. It turns a human animal into a civilized human being. But then the one who is thrown off the thou shalt is still a civilized human being. You see, he has been humanized, you might say, by the thou shalt system. So his performance now as a child is not simply childlike at all. He has assimilated the culture and thrown it off as a thou shalt. Way in any artwork. You go to work and study an art. You study the techniques. You study all the rules. And the rules are put upon you by a teacher. Then there comes a time of using the rules, not being used by them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we gotta do a big shout out to Lan. What's up, Lan? Says, damn, this is powerful. I am crying. Exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. Hey, shout out to you. Cracking out there. Chat looks like it's doing something's going on. Okay, not going to bed now, says Richard. Feels like it twerks, says Sway. Is that foreshadowing? Hello, Akira. Please refresh the IGG page. Refresh the IG page. Por qué? Why would we do that? It would be as if, like, something might have happened on the IGG page. Yo, it's the IGG page. Last time we looked, we were on 8,856 USD with 79 backers. We're refreshed. What the? Yeah! We on 80 backers, 9,856 USD. A mere 144 away from our next stretch goal. Holy cow! Yo, what the fuck? That was a massive leap. Who did what? What occurred? That's a producer, isn't it? That's got to be a producer. That's got to be a producer. Supporter, producer. It is a producer. Who is the producer? Who is the new producer? This is crazy, producer. Hey, what up, Lance? It's thanks for the shout out. Much love, everyone. Love to you. Yo, we got a producer. We got Richard the producer, Jessica the producer, Sway the producer. Of course it is. Of course, Sway the producer. Because you got to think about it, right? Sway the producer has always been his name. Right? Hasn't it always been his name? It's as if he came out born Sway the producer. Kira the Don, Sway the producer. That is exactly as it should be. That's crazy. A toast to Sway, says Richard. Exactly. I think an international high five for Sway. How about that? An international high five for Sway. That's what I say. Mighty Sway, the producer, just took us to within a gnat's ass of our next stretch goal. In one fell swoop. A swoop. Right at. Just a swoop. Like, there he is on the screen. There's live footage of Sway the producer getting after it. Yo, yo! There's Sway getting after that stretch goal. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Alright, we gotta international high five that. Alright, we international high-fiving that. In salute! Three! Two! One! High-five! Sway the producer has been born on this day. He existed for so long, but he finally took his rightful throne position in the producer chair. Oh yeah. And we should play this for you. Yo, yo! Man like Andrew Comeromi says, Slay the Dragon, Sway the producer.
Trying to make sense of this.
Oh, because, shit.
Well, what the hell's going on? Why am I selling out free
exactly.
auditoriums? I use the stage, let's say, as an opportunity in real time to think. I've been thinking. Well, if you're surfing, you don't confuse yourself.
With the wave.
The wave. The wave. The wave. The wave.
Slay the Dragon, Sway the producer. In house.
Real mistake. You might be on top of the wave. Not the wave. The wave. The wave. The wave. The wave. The wave. That's a real mistake. You might be on top of the wave. Not the wave. I think this long-form discussion. Public hunger for that is best conceptualized like that. There's a technological revolution.
It's deep what?
Online video. And audio. And audio. You mean
both?
Everyone. Everyone. All over the world. It's turned the spoken word into a tool.
Yeah.
That has the same
printed
word. So it's a Gutenberg revolution in the domain of video and audio.
See, times like this, Wilma would be a perfect addition.
Revolution because it isn't obvious how many people can read, but lots of people can listen.
The wave,
the wave, the wave,
the wave,
the wave, the wave,
the wave,
the wave, the wave. You might be on top of the wave, but you're not. The wave, the wave,
the wave,
the wave, the wave,
the wave,
the wave, the wave. You might be on top of the wave, but you're not. The wave, the wave,
the wave. So crazy. Andrew Comeromi says life is a blessing.
The wave, the wave.
Sway says I am that. You are that. That is all.
The wave, the wave.
I mean, you are the producer.
The wave, the wave.
We've got two producers in the building right now. Did Jessica get better?
You might be on top.
One of our producers was sick.
The wave, the wave, the wave.
Got too hype.
The wave, the wave.
Becoming a producer and celebrating on Friday night.
The wave. You might be on top.
Sway, you want to be careful. We don't need you out of the game.
Wave.
So he says, you get a bop, you get a bop. Look under your chair, you all get a bop. We got a lot of waves in the chat right now. Yo, that means that, but look, that puts us $144 away from the 10K stretch goal, at which point we will play a brand new, never before heard, life-changing record from the forthcoming album, The Strangest Secret in the World. That would require one of you to become a supporter to crush that. That would require one of you to get a mask. That would require 20 of you. No, that would require 14 of you to get a download. That's how close we are. That would require one of you to get a signed CDs all bundle, I think. Actually, I don't know. I can't remember how much those cost. How much are the all signed CD bundle? Signed CD bundle. The way. Two CD signed and stickers is 100. That's close. Yeah, there you go. So go do that. The way. Let's go!
The way. You might be on top of the way.
Jessica is in the building. Ara, the producer, is here. We got three producers in the house. Make some noise for the producer trio.
Radio, but there was bandwidth limitations that were really stringent, especially in TV, where you could get 30 seconds if you were lucky, at 6 minutes if you were stellar. To elucidate a complicated argument, so you can't do that. Everything gets compressed to a kind of oversimplified entertainment. But now, all of a sudden, we have this forum for long-form discussion. Real long-form discussion. Turns out that everyone is way smarter than we thought. The wave. That's a real mistake. You might be on top of the wave. The wave. You might be on top of the wave. The wave. The people at the forefront of this are being cascaded forward like a surfer on a giant wave on this technological transformation. It's necessary to keep your ego under control. With regard to people coming to see me, the proper attitude towards that, and I think this is true for any performer, is gratitude. You bloody well be happy those people are there, and you should never think there's something spectacularly...
Oh, them wave emojis in the chat, let's go!
...people, and that somehow you're above them, and they're your fans, or there's this real power differential...
Let's go!
...manifest itself because people are so happy to see you. That's a dangerous pathway, and I truly am ridiculously overwhelmed and grateful and happy and pleased that all these people show up. All these people show up.
Free consciousness. I didn't quit my job today.
All these people show up.
Hey, well done. Nick Danielson, don't forget to crash into that like button. I know you've got to like this stream. This is a mighty stream. This will go down in legend as the stream when Sway was reborn.
All these people show up.
Sway the producer. Hey, hey,
hey. People show up.
Says I wanted to quit my run today because I have blisters on my ankles. I thought of Goggins and pushed on anyway.
Show up.
Yeah, remember the time Goggins did an ultra marathon and he started it with a broken foot. Back the Meditations Volume 2 Indiegogo campaign. Let's do a refresh. Was anyone inspired by the greatness of Sway? The producer. We had 80 backers at 9856. We now have 81!
Perfect.
9866. We are now $134 away from our stretch goal, unveiling a song from the Strangest Secret World. In the world, Strangest Secret in the World album. Jazz has a back 81.
Must first invent. The universe. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch.
Perfect.
You must first invent.
Get on over back the campaign right now. Let's go.
Surface.
Yeah.
The earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. On this shore, we've learned most of what we know.
Hey.
Hey.
Apple pie is in the chat. Do we have an apple pie emoji?
Recently, we've...
Does that exist?
A little way up. Maybe ankle deep. And the water seems inviting. Some part of our being knows this is where we came from. We long to return.
And we will!
Because the cosmos is also within us.
There you go.
We're made of star stuff. We are a way for the cosmos to know itself. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. If you wish to make apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch,
don't worry, says Sway to producer ATD. I'm here for the long haul. See y'all in another 100 years. I already told you, are we doing Noah Numbers?
You must first invent
Noah Numbers. Let's go. This is the great danger. This is the time of great danger. Hey, this is the time of great danger. Check, you found an apple pie. So did Cedric Tess. So did Chinchilla Manila. Hey, a whole bunch of you, Richard, found apple pies. Apple pie emoji exists. There you go. Sagan.
Of the awesome machinery.
What's up, Lance? As I feel this song in my spine.
Elemental truths of exquisite interrelationships
of the awesome machinery of nature.
Meaning way, have you made your ancestors' sacrifice worthwhile today?
Embrace accountability and take business risks under your own name.
Whoa.
Society will reward you with responsibility, equity, and leverage.
To get rich, you're going to need leverage. Leverage comes in labor, it comes in capital, or it can come through code or media. But most of these, like labor and capital, people have to give to you. For labor, somebody has to follow you. For capital, somebody has to give you money or assets to manage or machines. To get these things, to build up credibility, and you have to do those under your own name as much as possible, which is risky. So accountability is a double-edged thing. It allows you to take credit when things go well and to bear the brunt of the failure when things go badly.
But you take risk.
So you take risk of failure, risk of humiliation. You take risk of failure under your own name.
That's right, you take
risk.
That's
risk.
John Hannibal Smith.
People who have the ability,
free consciousness,
under their own names, gain.
Shaky, what's up?
People stamping their names on things aren't foolish. They're just confident. By putting your name out there, you become a celebrity. And fame has many, many downsides. It's better to be anonymous and rich than poor and famous. But even famous and rich has a lot of downsides associated with it. You're always in the public eye. A lot of our training socially is telling us to not stick our necks out of the crowd. The tall poppy gets cut, you can't stick your neck out. But clear accountability is important. Without accountability, you don't have incentives. Without accountability, you can't build credibility. Take risk. Risk. So you take risk of failure, risk of humiliation. You take risk of failure under your own name.
You take
risk.
What's up?
Risk. And the people who have the ability to fail in public under their own names gain a lot of power.
Whoa. All them nukes in the chat, let's go.
In modern society, there's no more debtors' prison. People don't go to jail or get executed for losing other people's money, but we're still socially hardwired to not fail in public under our own names. Up until about 2013, 2014, my public persona was entirely around startups and investing, and only around 2014, 2015 did I start talking about philosophy and psychological things, and it made me a little nervous because I was doing it under my own name. In the industry sent me messages I'm like, what are you doing? You're ending your career. This is stupid. And I kind of just went with it. I took a risk. Same with crypto early on. I took a risk. But when you put your name out there, you take a risk. You also get to reap the reward. You get the benefits. People take risks. Take a risk. Take a risk. You take a risk of certain things, you get to reap the reward and the benefits. You take risks. Risk. So you take risk of failure, risk of humiliation. You take risk of failure under your own name. You take risk.
Whoa.
Risk. And the people who have the ability to fail in public under their own names gain a lot of power. Accountability has a lot of power. My own name has a lot of power. Accountability is our world. Confidence. People take risks. Take a risk.
Has a lot of power. Jackie Pavel got a lot of power. Chinchilla and Manila got power.
Dewey Evans, Man Got Power. JC the Lionheart, Man Got Power. Andrew Camerone got power. Sway the producer got power. Richard the producer got power. Jessica the producer got power. Jason even got a spanner. That's power. Amanda Dancy's got something to do with spoons. That's power. We're about to play New Marcus Aurelius. That's power. Oh my goodness. All them Marcus Aurelius emojis in the chat. Go! Wall of Aurelius! Wall of Aurelius, let's go! John Hannibal Smith, can we take over all the screens in the world? Viva Vendetta style of broadcast meaning wave. That's the aim. That's what we're aiming at. That's the aim. That's where we're going. And then you're going to march out on the streets in your Marcus Aurelius masks. Right. Like that.
Never regard something as doing you good if it makes you break your word or lose your self-respect. That makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good if it makes you act a hypocrite or too desire for anything. Best done behind closed doors.
You're not ready. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is what we got to get all them, that wall. That wall. I want my book out. I got my book. I mean, see this? This is one of three translations that I used for this record. Three. Let's see if I can find it. We're on book three, and this is seven. Book three, bit seven. There you go. Can you read that? Can you see that? I need a close-up camera. Never regard something is doing you good if it makes you betray a trust or lose your sense of shame. That was it in this version. I'll show you the other versions one of these days, but for now, we're going to listen to my version, the Akira the Don translation. Which I humbly consider to be the best. I think I might have to put it in book form. I think it might be the closest to the original intent in contemporary English. And we're going to listen to that now. If this works. There you go.
Yeah, yeah!
Never regard something as doing you good if it makes you break your word or lose your self-respect. That makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good if it makes you act a hypocrite or too desire for anything. Best done behind closed doors. A man who puts first his own mind and divinity and the holy rites of its excellence makes no scene, no wailing, no gnashing of teeth, no anything. Needs no solitude nor no company. Above all, you'll be free from fear and desire, from fleeing or flying, from death caring how many hours your soul in your body got left. If it's time for you to go, leave willingly, even if you miss the thought immediately, you will go readily, as if you were going to do anything, anything that can be done with order and with decency. And concentrate on this your whole life long. To say your mind is in, is never falling to a reasonable social being. Never regard something as doing you good if it makes you break your word or lose your self-respect. Then it makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good if it makes you act a hypocrite.
purified. No wound, no abscess you will find. His life's not cut short by death, in the manner of an actor who left. Before he played his role, before the story's told, before the play is over, before the curtain falls. In him there's nothing stubborn, no, there's no exaggerations, no kingdom, no disdain, no excuses, no evasions. Never regard something is taken, if it makes you break your mind, or lose your self-respect, then it makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be taken, if it makes you act a hypocrite, or to desire for anything that's done behind closed doors.
Track 7 from Meditations Volume 2, single number 2. Behind Closed Doors.
Fuck it, eh?
Well, wonderful record. I was very happy when I wrote that song. I was very happy when that came together. It was a joyful time. It was. I really did love making this record. It was very, very magical. Once I'd started the sort of songwriting aspect, when I'd like worked out the sound, the translations I was referencing, the approach, it all flowed in such a beautiful fashion. It just in the way that you want it to when you're making music. You want to do that thing where you turn yourself into a conduit for you know, that which is greater than yourself and allow it to come through you, type thing. And it was one of them. Lefty Lucid, appreciate you. Richard says, chills, dude, chills. Thank you, Richard, the producer. Free Consciousness says, you were right. We weren't ready. Head explode. And I just see a sea of Marcus Aurelius emojis. John Hannibal Smith says, you need an Alex Jones document camera. I do. You're right. I'm actually working on getting one. I'm setting one up. Dewey Evans says, rewind, exactly. Exactly! Watch this. Hey, we're going to check the campaign, which, you know, was on 9866 with 81 backers. Next stretch goal is at 10K. And during that playing of that lovely record, good girl! Stretch goal 10K was smashed. The first of the new stretch goals we've implemented, smashed, and we're already a third of the way to the next one. Backer number 82 must have been a Mask CDs and Stickers individual. Shout out to you. Who's backer number 82? Who's backer number 82? Inspired by the righteousness of Sway the producer, who was inspired by the righteousness of Richard the producer and Jessica the producer. Righteousness begets righteousness. Shecky Pavel says, holy cow! Chris Dubendorf says, wow. Yo! Yo, mama! Hey, we did it! Yo! That's Crazy Town, Behind Closed Doors. track 7 from Meditations Volume 2. It's so close, you guys. It's so close. It's pretty crazy. That single comes out next week. Then single 3 will come out. Then the album will be out. And we'll be just in the world where that album exists and you listen to it all the time and it's great. Everyone's really happy. You know, that world. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Who's this new backer? This is going to be one of these secretive backers. Not everybody likes to know, people to know who they are. What they're up to. But this does mean... Yo, this does mean that it's happening. Stretch goal. This stretch goal is happening, so we're going to do it. Look at our stretch goals here. 10K unreleased song from The Stranger's Secret. We're going to hear a brand new unheard song from the forthcoming Earl Nightingale album. We're going to do it. And we're very close to unlocking the next stretch goal, which would be Wheel of Vibes special event. Could we have that tomorrow? Will the Wheel of Vibes special event be tomorrow? Will this time tomorrow we'll be spinning that wheel and having a really good time? Yeah! Hey! You know, sometimes when a dad joke comes out of your face and as it's escaping, you could, like, the wonder of it. That was a good one. Amcast says, love you all. We love you, Amcast. Chinchilla Manila says, so we dropping that new song tonight? Yeah, that's the rules. That's the rules of stretch goals. That's the rules. I gotta bring it into my machine from my catalog, from my library. You know. I gotta decide which. I hadn't even decided which song I would play you. I mean, from the record. I think I know, though. I think I know. Yeah, I think it's going to be... It's got to be. Oh, maybe, though. Oh, shit. Oh, there's so many gems on this record, you see. Then Nick Danielson says, thank you, number 82. Indeed. If I was right on the right network for this machine. Shaggy says, wow, wow, wow. Michael, PNW Survivor, good to make it out here again. Good to see you. Free Consciousness says, so blessed. Mama Key says, Earl Nightingale is the OG. Yeah, you're OG. That's for truth, truth, truth. That's the triple truth, roof. okay, I might need to go over to my other computer and Bluetooth it over to this one because the Wi-Fi is being weird. I think. So let me put on another record and then we will have a fucking world exclusive. Mini Wave World exclusive. You know?
Been very brave about this, so like thumbs up to them. Here's the optimistic news. The university has left me alone completely. I shook hands with the dean 2 weeks ago. We're on friendly terms. They don't want this to go any farther than it has already. The students were tremendously welcoming when I came back to teach in January. I haven't had a single negative incident at the university, and I've received thousands of letters from people all over the world, all of which have been in support. I've received 2 negative letters. That's it. People have an inchoate longing to have the sort of thing that we're talking about articulated, and so don't be thinking you're alone. It's just that people can't talk, they're afraid to talk, or they don't know what to say, and those are real problems. So if you're reasonably articulate, like, start talking, sharpen yourself up. I mean, the enemy is a cloud. They're a cloud of gnats. They're only courageous in groups. They're only courageous in mobs. If you stand your ground and don't apologize and articulate things properly, they'll disperse around you like they're not even there. Saying is that's the same as not being. And here you are suffering away. You might as well be at the same time. At least then there's something to you.
Uh-huh. Mark McCree says, Meaning Wave is such a refreshing genre to listen to. Free Consciousness says, yo! 2076 says, hello, friends. Nick Danielson says, wave, 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 wave. And Cindy Bailey says, wave, 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 wave. You guys, I've got it. I got it right here. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Stretch goal. 10K stretch goal. That was just unlocked by the mysterious backer number 82, hopping on after mysterious backer number 81 and the mysterious backer number Sway. AKA Sway the producer. Took us into this arena with the swiftness and the righteousness. And we're now going to hear a world premiere. Unreleased from a forthcoming album that we do not have a release date for. The album is a life-changing masterpiece. And this record is very amazing. And
it's a beautiful day to be alive. We give thanks to the ancestors for the miracle they bequeathed us. We vow to not squander this hitherto unimaginable opportunity. Meaning Wave.
Distinguished psychiatrist wrote a wonderful book called Man's Search for Himself. And in this book, he says, the opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is conformity. The opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is conformity. And there you have the trouble today.
Yo! What? What? Did you hear that, man? The opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is!
Life is as kind as you let it be.
Distinguished psychiatrist wrote a wonderful book called Man's Search for Himself. And in this book, he says,
the opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is conformity. The opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is conformity.
Trouble today. Conformity. People acting like everyone else. Without knowing why, without knowing where they're going. Now think of it. In America right now, there are over 14 million people 65 years of age and over. And about 13 million of these 14 million are broke. They're dependent on someone else for life's necessities. Now we learn to read by the time we're 7. We learn to make a living by the time we're 25. And yet by the time we're 65, we haven't learned how to become financially independent in the richest land that has ever been known. Why? We conform. The opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is conformity. The opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. It is conformity. And the trouble is that we're acting like the wrong percentage group, the 95% who don't succeed. Now, why do these people conform? Well, they don't know, really. Believe that their lives are shaped by circumstances, by things that happen to them, by exterior forces.
Hey.
They're outer-directed people. A survey was made one time that covered a lot of men, working men, and these men were asked this question. Why do you work? Why do you get up in the morning? 19 out of 20 had no idea.
What?
If you ask them, they'll say everyone goes to work in the morning. And that's the reason they do it. Because everyone else is doing it.
We conform.
can form, we can form. Why we can form.
Why? Why?
It's a beautiful day to be alive. We give thanks to the ancestors for the miracle they bequeathed us. We vow to not squander this here too unimaginable opportunity. Meaning wave.
Hitherto, baby. Hey, yo, 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 there you go. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Why we conform. When I was writing that song, I had that little bit on loop. It was just initially the we conform bit. It was just like a little part of a verse. And I put it on a loop. I think I must have listened to it for an hour, meditating on that aspect. And what emerged from looping it, of course, as you've heard me say before, is we conform, we can form. And, you know, we all know that happens. We all see how that happens. From the Strangest Secret in the World album, currently without a release date, but finished and amazing. That was a song called Conformity. Richard says another song more than perfect for the times, or should I say more than
perfect.
For the times. Nick Danielson says instant banger. Shecky says woo. Mark McKee digs that. Gems in this one already, said Dewey Evans. Yeah, there's gems. Gems, gems. That whole record is just gem town. It's gemming the holograms. This man's out there dropping more gems than a butterfingered watchmaker. And it was revealed tonight as Stretch Goal 10K. Shecky, we conform, we conform. Exactly. Weaken form. Weaken the form. Why weaken the form? Why do that? Why weaken form? You should strengthen form. You're not weaken form. Andrew says, that was great. Reminds me of the good old days. Which days are those, Andrew? Good old days of 1950. There's a golden tune, to be sure. There's a golden vibe to that whole record. It's golden. It's golden. Print the Strangest Secret in the World. And we just dropped that as Stretch Goal 10K, which just happened. It just occurred. Stretch Goal 10K just occurred. Amazing. And we're on our way. Therefore, we are on our way to 54K, 55K, which is shows. This is the goal that we have set for ourselves. This is our aim. And it's only a week. It's 6 days. It seems like a crazy aim, doesn't it? What did these comments say? Did they say, Kira the Don, you're a crazy fool? Let's have a look at what people have said there. Woo! Amazing! Overcoming all obstacles. Oh, and I replied and said, yes. There they go. Yes! Exactly, you see. 55K shows. We're going to play shows, baby. Can you feel it? Can you feel it coming in the air tonight like Phil Collins when he was 13 or something? I don't know. 10K unreleased song from The Strangest Secret just happened. Chinchilla Manila says, will the song be released to streaming as a single? The whole album, I am confident, will be released. We're working out the contractual aspects, how everyone puts that, business. And once that's all worked out, then we can schedule a release date and get you it in all of its glory. And it's glorious. But you guys, because you had to cut, you got, like, look, see, as I often say, you guys are the bleeding edge, right? You guys are the bleeding edge. See that? See, look, right?
126,000 monthly listeners. It was down a bit last month, in the last month after Christmas. But, you know, it was, it veers between this and sort of, what was it? It was like 160 around Christmas, was it? Something? Anyway, 126,000 monthly listeners just on Spotify. See that, right? And what percentage of them are here tonight? What percentage of them get to experience this level of Meaning Wave enjoyment? This level of wave riding? This is like hardcore wave riding, what goes on down here, right? The bleeding edge. This is the bit where it all goes down. This is the special place. You guys are the special ones. They don't know. Most of them don't know. And that's just there. There's like, there's hundreds of people on all the other places across Apple Music and Deezer and Deez Nuts and Deez Elbows and people who listen to things on YouTube and don't actually go to live streams or even know live stream exists. People who listen to things on in other ways. There are many ways to listen. You lot, right? You're the only ones who get these exclusive occurrences. You hear things in this manner and experience it in this manner. You guys are the real shit. You guys are the you're the elite. Elite wave riding individuals. Ryan McKee says the edge. Andrew Comeromi says all the days of Meaning Wave can form a new age of wonder. That's pretty, that was very beautiful. That was like a poem. Shaky says you bad motherfuckers did it. 10K, keep doing it. Keep doing it. That's right, that's right. This is Chinchilla Manila says, let's get that Wheel of Vibes. You know what would be cool? It would be doing Wheel of Vibes tomorrow. And then doing the epic Wheel of Vibes. And just smashing through to the return of Wilma. That would be very cool for a Tuesday. That's because we've got a long way to go. We've got a lot to do. But I believe we can do it. I believe it. I think it's simple. I mean, for example, like I said, look, there's like hundreds of thousands of people who love Meaning Wave. They don't know that there's a campaign. They don't know that there's these streams. You lot do. You are the bleeding edge. All it takes is for all of you are locked in, and then energy of all of you that are locked in to percolate and draw in. And we could do everything. We could do anything we wanted. We could do the most amazing shows. We could make the most amazing records and action figures and things. All the dreams can come true. All the dreams can come true, Casey, who just got here. What got here is we just hit our first stretch goal, Casey. And we're on the way to our next stretch goal. And we just played an unreleased song from the Stranger's Secret album, and lo, it was glorious. And we are moving forward to the next, which is 11. At which point we will have Wheel of Vibes special event. And then it's deluxe CD packaging. And then it's a brand new Goggins song. Oh my gosh! And then we bring it back Wilma. And then it's William Shatner. And then it's a call-in show. And then it's a brand new Alan Watts song that you're all going to cry over. At 18K, and then all backers are getting the demo version. And then there's a magnet. And then there's a Marcus song, and a fourth Marcus song. And then there's vinyl. And then there's shows! And we all get to hang out like cool funsies and jump up and down. You know what I mean? Might be able to get like really epic stuff, like get like super cool musicians to come down and throw down and all that. Wow! Sway says, damn! Imagine a Norm Macdonald or Kurt Vonnegut action figure. I have been imagining. I've been imagining a whole Meaning Wave universe action figure sets and what they would have as accessories. All that type of shit. The first Meaning Wave trading card is going out with the Meditations Volume 1 albums. That's being printed right now. Is it being printed right now? Or have we just signed off on the art and it's about to be printed? That's what's happening this week. And then the records are starting to move around the world next week, I believe. So, like, trading cards is a step in that direction. We want trading cards, we want sticker albums, we want action figures.
We're on tours with holograms. You know what I mean? We want festivals. We want to be able to clear all of the things we want to be able to clear to release all the records we want to release. So much cool shit to do. Sway says, or Marshall McLuhan, Scott Adams, Joe Rogan, yes. The Marcus Aurelius action figures are going to be fire. Like, we have one where he's on a horse. You know what I mean? It's so cool because you can have like the battle version. You can have like Warrior Marcus with a big sword. You know what I mean? You can have Philosopher Marcus. He's got a book. He's on a chair. You know, he's on a throne. Pondering. Yo! Michael says, I moved recently. I have to change my info on Bandcamp before you send it out. Yes, you. Oh, did you order via Bandcamp? I didn't know you could do that. Yes, you do. Do that quick. Because, although Charlotte, before we send things out, she always emails everybody to make sure their addresses are still correct on campaigns because people do move. And she's very thorough. John Hannibal Smith says, I got my Watson JBP vinyl the other day. Amazing! How are they? Are they beautiful? I know they're beautiful because I have them and they're beautiful and I treasure them. I'm very excited to bring more to the world. And together we can. Together we can bring MeaningWave to the world and make things beautiful. Make things beautiful and make beautiful things, brothers and sisters. That is the aim. That is the antidote. That is the cure to the sickness that afflicts our people. That's it. That's all we have to do. Make things beautiful and make beautiful things. Richard says Jocko figure keeps all the other figures from falling over. Gingilla says, still waiting on my Jocko plus collection vinyls. Yeah, the Jocko is in pressing. We went through the... you saw it. You were at the stream, weren't you? Where we listened to the Touch Presents. Casey says, have I mentioned how much I love this community? No. And you should mention it often.
Without that beauty... There's no call to being. You know, this is also why, you know, I've mentioned to people that they should clean up their rooms. That's become quite the internet meme. But I'm really serious about it because it's really hard to do that. It isn't just that you clean it up.
What else?
You also
make it
beautiful.
Go!
Make it beautiful. 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 It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful. It's really worthwhile.
Yeah.
Make it beautiful. It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful. It's really worthwhile. What's really cool is if you learn to make something beautiful, even one thing, if you could just make one thing in your life beautiful.
One thing.
You've established a relationship with beauty, and then you can start to expand that relationship with beauty out into the world, like into other elements of your life, and that is so worthwhile. It's just incredibly, crazily worthwhile. Make it beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it beautiful. Make it beautiful. Make it beautiful. Make it beautiful. It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful. It's really worthwhile. Make it beautiful. It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful. It's really worthwhile. People are terrified of it. People are terrified of color. They paint their walls beige. They're terrified of art. They buy some mass-produced thing because they don't want anybody laughing at them for their lack of taste. And they would get laughed at because they have no taste. But you have... Well, it's right. Because what do you know, right? You have to develop it. And so you're going to stumble along and make mistakes to begin with. And you're going to show yourself. Because if you buy... Oh, I think this is pretty. And, you know, somebody comes over and goes, hey, what's up with you? It's kind of hard on your self-esteem. But if you're stumbling towards the right... You're stumbling towards the kingdom of God.
That's what you're stumbling towards when you try to make an
aesthetic decision.
Make it beautiful. 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 It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful. It's really worthwhile. Make it beautiful. It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful.
And it's really worthwhile.
Beauty is absolutely terrifying to people because beauty highlights what's ugly. And so if you start to make your room beautiful, then everything around that isn't like that.
All them JVP emojis, let's go!
In the worst sense, it's terribly dangerous. That's why people are afraid of beauty, but it's the greatest thing you can do. Beautiful things are beautiful for a reason. That beauty has depth, like it's real depth, man. That's what gets you in touch with the transcendent and the divine is beauty. You introduce that into your room, you're playing with fire. And people will resist it.
Make it beautiful. 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 It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful.
And it's really worthwhile.
Make it beautiful. It's really hard to make something beautiful. Make it beautiful.
And it's really worthwhile.
I was in this museum a while back. It was full of these paintings from the late Renaissance. It was like a dozen of them in this one room. Every painting on that wall was worth $300 million, like minimum. You couldn't buy those paintings. Like, there was like a dozen of them in there. I thought, wow, there's like $3.6 billion worth of paintings in this room. And people are making pilgrimages from all over the world just to look at them. It's like, what the hell's going on? It's like, yeah, no kidding. What the hell's going on? There's beauty in those paintings. There's beauty and it's magnificent.
Whoa.
And part of what it does is say, you aren't who you should be. That's what beauty does to you. That's why you're intimidated by a beautiful woman. A staggeringly beautiful woman. It's like, oh my God. You know, attractive for sure, but definitely intimidated. It's like, well, that's because you aren't who you could be. Mm. Beauty does that to you. Because beauty has that contrast.
Contrast, contrast, contrast.
Waking up in the morning, baby. You get to have a whole day. Oh, you get to have a whole day.
It's a beautiful thing, baby, being alive, being here with you all at this most auspicious juncture in the human story. Thank you for being here, you cuties. Man Like Casey says, thank you, M-A-Z. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, M-A-Z. Jay-Z the Lionheart shouts out to you, says Herc deserves credit for his contribution to the music video. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Actually... Wait, let me check that out now. Let's check that out now. Shout out to everyone. Big shout out to those who got us past our stretch goal tonight. Welcome, producer Sway. To the producer chair. Ah, yeah. We're now very close to our next stretch goal, at which point we will have a very special Wheel of Vibes. That would be very cool to have that tomorrow. So head on over to the campaign, check that out. Then we're just like two stretch goals away, very tiny stretch goals away from a brand new Goggins song, which is going to be one of those immortal all-time classics and probably dominate the Meaning Wave top 50 for the next 50 years. There's also the return of Wilma. And ultimately what we're aiming at is Meaning Wave live shows. All right, Meaning Wave live shows. But before we get out of here, let's all watch this great music video together. Self-control. Don't let go. Man, look at Pete go. Look at Pete go. Oh, wait, what? What's that? No audio on your end. Ah, the first casualty of rebuilding the studio. I'd almost forgotten we'd rebuilt the studio. I was starting to get so comfortable. I was starting to get so comfortable with stuff, and then that happened. Okay, let me just check. There, was that working now? That should be working now. It should have been working anyway. There was no problem. Let me know if you could hear that then. And I shall wait for that confirmation to come through from you. You cuties, we can hear you, not the video. Said Sheffy, not long ago. Lol, imagine we don't tell him, said Sway. Well, that wouldn't be very producer-like, would it? Considering, as a producer, you have, you know, deuces. You really, if you're a producer, surely you want the production to do well, right? Surely!
Yeah!
Self-control, truth and courage in this life. Anything better than a mind satisfied. They succeeded in enabling you to a question that is satisfied to accept what's beyond his control.
What?
If you discover in life anything better than justice, don't let go. If you find anything better than that, embrace it without reservations. Enjoy it to the full, but if nothing higher is revealed, that's the guy he used to say. Detach yourself from sense and submit it to your gods and cares for all mankind. And if you find there's nothing of greater value than this, attempt you up the path and leave you unable to devote yourself completely to achieving the honor, the goodness that is unique and yours. It would be wrong, wrong for anything to stand in the way that of yours. If the crowd be your power, be your pleasure, all my sins to be compatible with air for a while, but suddenly they can show us. Self-control, truth and courage in this life. Anything better than a mind satisfied. They succeeded in enabling you to act rationally and satisfied to accept what's beyond his control.
If you discover in life
Banger,
look at that guy go. Wow.
Anything but injustice, don't let go.
Whoa!
Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Did the dab.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo. Fire.
Oh, hang on. I forgot.
Book.
Shit. And now you know what that music is. Never regard something as any good if it makes you break your word. Hey, there you go. There you go. All right, all right, all right. Cool. Why did I play that? I think it was because, was it JC the Lionheart said something about Hercules in it being dope? And then I was like, oh, we should watch that together. Actually, at some point, we should watch that together and I will EFAP it and break down the making of and what have you. But I can tell you that it was made right here in this studio, in Don Studios, Mexico. Don Studios, Playa del Carmen, Ultra, right here. It was made in a day and a night, an afternoon and a night. I'd literally just flown back from Texas and then the first went straight into making that video. And came out lovely. Mark McKee says, self-control, truth, and courage are under our influence, and we can behave just raw. That's right. Amanda Dancy says, I know it was awesome because it is awesome, and the chat says so, but I'll have to rewatch tomorrow. TV crapped out. Good? Yeah, good. You get to watch it tomorrow. Exactly that. Exactly that. So, boom! What a cool Monday. We smashed that first stretch goal. We played awesome records. We had a dope time. We heard a brand new unreleased song. And there's a lot of cool stuff like that coming this week. That is one of those some things are in our control and others not type situations. It is in your control. Back this campaign and make this stuff happen. Next stretch goal is a mere $714 away. And that will unlock a very special Wheel of Vibes show. That could happen tomorrow. And deluxe CD packaging and brand new Goggins song. Oh, Return of Wilma. Unreleased William Shatner. Call-in song. Alan Watts song. Demo version of album for everyone. Freaking magnets. How do they work? And aiming at live shows. And we can all hang out in Pogo. So that's what we're aiming at right now. Support this campaign. Send it to someone who you think might like it. And all that. Richard, the producer, says, worth pushing through. I was excited. I was too excited to sleep. Exactly. This is going to be an exciting time for producers. Sway is going to... All the producers are going to bed. And that's righteousness. And I would like to thank all the producers and everybody for being here and being dope and being bad motherfuckers and, you know, supporting Meaning Wave. Yeah, 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 yeah. Free Consciousness says, I had To The Purpose in my head on repeat all night and morning. Well, there you go. You see, Meaning Wave works. Meaning Wave works, by Jove. So, yes, thank you all for being here. Awesome show. We'll be back mañana. And due to the nature of the new setup, as I was explaining earlier, I've reconfigured the studio to be have less friction. Keep an eye on your notifications and make sure you're liked and subscribed and have notifications hit. Sometimes it unsubscribes you, so you should check. Because I will be popping on and doing random little streams. Like I was saying, it's like sometimes I'm like, oh, I'd like to do just like a little like 45-minute lo-fi set right now. But there's too much wiggling around. Well, there's a lot less wiggling around now. frankly, so I'm able to do things like that. So keep an eye out for little notifications at random times of the day. You might just catch a rare little Akira the Don special set or something that will likely not remain on the front page. Yeah, so thank you guys. God bless. If you've not yet banked the campaign, please consider doing so. The link is in the description. And hit the like on the way out. Leave a comment and go meaningwave.com and then click through to Indiegogo. And be excellent to one another like you always are. And, you know, if you want to hang out, there's a Discord. You can hang out with the homies. They're always there. They're very cool. They post good memes and are good people. And, you know, we're always here for you should you need us. Good night and God bless. Brave wave riding individual. See you very, very soon.